Welcome in, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. On today's show, we're going to talk about housing markets, specifically if you're considering investing in a certain real estate market. I'm going to share some big red flags that might pop up in your research. You know, I get asked constantly about various rental markets. I get emails on a regular basis like, hey, Clayton, I'm thinking about investing in this town or this area. But the problem is most of the time, I just don't have the data to give you a clear-cut answer on this town or this state. So I wanted today's video to act as a guide or a checklist for you so you can determine whether a rental market is worth your time and investment. Literally, taking these six red flags into account can save you an entire bucket of headaches. Can you have a bucket of headaches? I guess you could, right? Or a bucket of pain, a big bucket of problems, okay? So if you can avoid these red flags, then you are well on your way to making a smarter decision in real estate investing. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm Clayton. I'm a longtime real estate investor. I started real estate investing now almost 15 or so years ago. And when I was working a 9-to-5 job, I started investing in real estate on the side. These are things that we were never taught in school, right? For most of you, probably weren't taught how to invest in high school. You know, the most I was able to learn was how to balance a checkbook. They teach you to work for somebody else, a 9-to-5 job. And so I was taught to work for somebody else. I was taught to balance a checkbook, and that was it. No financial intelligence. So I had to learn this on my own. And I learned the hard way. You know, I was $75,000 in debt. I lived all across the country trying to make my way in the TV business, working for somebody else. But I always noticed that I was always renting from people. And half the time, I never even saw the landlord. I never even knew the person, right? But I was sending a check to somebody. So this person had invested, had renovated a property that I lived in, and they were making cash flow from me. And something clicked at some point once I lost my job at one point. And I said, God, I don't want a boss to ever control my destiny anymore. I want to build something for my family that can't be controlled by somebody else. And that's where real estate investing took hold of my life. And started buying properties, single families and duplexes. And that's still what I do today. To me, that's the number one way to build wealth. And the key thing, though, is you always hear the term location, location, location. It really is true because the single family home that I can buy in West Texas is going to yield way higher rate of return and is going to be in a much better state than it is if I bought that same single family home in California where I'd pay 20 times as much. I'd be in a non-landlord friendly state. I'd be paying taxes through the nose. So location absolutely matters. So let's get into these six red flags. Number one on my list, high vacancy rates. Okay, these are vacant properties. That means somebody's not living in this rental property. And that is a red flag. Think about where we are in this economy right now. If you've been paying attention to any of the headlines, you realize that we are in a housing crisis. We are in an affordable housing crisis, meaning we need houses. People need a place to live. Mortgage rates are very, very low, but the cost of homes is skyrocketing. That means even millennial buyers are having a hard time now even getting a loan or even getting a home. They can't find it. They're being beat out by the big institutional investors. Baby boomers are saying, hey, sorry, millennial, I've got it in the bag. I'm buying this home. So we do not have enough homes. We do not have enough places for people to live. So there shouldn't be a high vacancy rate in an area where you're trying to invest. If there's an area or you're looking at this particular town and you're doing your data research and you see that there's a high vacancy rate, that should be a red flag. I mean, this is one of the first things you need to look at when considering a rental market. Do you know the vacancy rate? Here's why it's important. When you have a tenant turnover in a property, you want to be able to fill that spot very quickly. You know, a high vacancy rate is a big problem. Stay away. So, you know, unless it's the holidays, I always say this with a caveat, right? We have a waiting list on our properties at Morris Invest. The new construction properties that we build at Morris Invest, like I said, we have, as soon as they're done being constructed, we have tenants that are ready to move in with our property management team so it can cash flow immediately, right? And because we're in the best school districts, we are in high demand. So again, we have tenants that will walk by our construction and ask the builders like, hey, when are you guys done? Because I'd like to rent this property because it's in the best school district in the best area next to the job growth, right? And so you want to make sure that you don't have months and months and months of a vacancy rate. You want to be able to fill that property. Let's say a tenant lives there for 5 years and their child graduates from that school and child moves off to college. And now that family says, you know what, we're going to move. We've been here 5 years. Great. Okay. So we should be able to get in there and take care of cleaning the carpet or replacing carpet. If there is carpet, doing paint touch up, getting the home ready again with the property management team so that a new tenant can move in. And we want to be able to do that pretty quickly. And tenant turnovers are going to be your highest cost of things, right? I mean, it can range anywhere from a few $100s to a few $1,000s. We want to mitigate that. We want to keep that low. We want tenants to stay in a property for a long time. Again, most of the properties like I'm showing you here on the screen, we have tenants that stay well past 5 years. I mean, gosh, 5 years? Think about that. Think of how little headaches you have to deal with from a vacancy perspective and having to get in there and clean carpets and update the property. You know, I've definitely, when I was starting out in this business, I had vacancies on properties that it seemed like this one property, we were constantly filling it up. Well, rookie mistakes. You know, I want you to learn from my early mistakes in this career. Okay. I don't want to have to keep filling this property up. Vacancy rates are a big problem. I want you to stay away from it. It's very easy to look up the vacancy rates of a particular town. And you can also find that very easily from talking to the property management companies in a particular market where you're thinking of working. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. You know Simply Safe. You know how much we love these guys. If you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there's no better time than right now because our friends over at Simply Safe are giving listeners of the Investing in Real Estate show early access to all of their big holiday deals, 50% off their award-winning home security. Yes, we love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Can you believe that? 50% off? They've got indoor and outdoor cameras. They have comprehensive sensors, so you can put them up on windows and doorways, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who help, you know, you the minute you need it. So they will send help, police, right to your door the minute you need it. Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in just minutes. I have to tell you, when we set ours up, it was so easy. It took just a few minutes. We didn't have to run any cables. We put the keypad up by the front door. We turned on the main hub. We put up the security motion sensor in the corner. We had an indoor camera in the main living room. And boom, we were up and running in no time. There's no long-term contract, no commitments. It's really easy. And it's a super awesome way to start feeling a bit more peace of mind. And you can even get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. And they've got just amazing discounts right now. So to take advantage of Simply Safe's big, big holiday deals and Black Friday deals and everything else they've got on their website, you get 50% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/investing. Again, that's simplysafe.com/investing for 50% off your entire system. Number two on my list, crazy high appreciation. This should be a red flag. Now, we all like appreciation. You might be saying, Clayton, why wouldn't you want appreciation, right? Why wouldn't we want to have crazy high appreciation? Well, I'm going to tell you that that is a red flag because that means that you could be in a bubble market, right? New investors sometimes think like, I'm going to, you know, if you look at some of these different housing opportunities and you think, wow, this is an area that I keep reading about on the news. You know, it's absolutely crazy. The homes here are just like, I see somebody buy the home and then the next week it's on the market and it's selling for like $30,000 more than the person just bought it for like a few months ago, right? These things just keep appraising like over and over and over. They keep doing so well in these markets. Crazy high appreciation. New investors sometimes make the mistake of thinking that high appreciation makes it a good market. It does not. In fact, it makes it the opposite. I want slow, steady, boring, average appreciation. You know, I want you to see the live video that I recently did on the top 10 overvalued markets and why you should never invest there. Now, I specifically talked about that. We'll drop that into the description below. But when you're in an area like a San Francisco or these overpriced markets like Boise, Idaho, where things are skyrocketing, I mean, I'm telling you, I've got family that lives in Boise, right? And I'm going to tell you right now that they bought a home for $300,000 just a few years ago. sold it about a year and a half later in the $500,000 range. You might be saying, hey, Clayton, that sounds great. Yeah, maybe if you're flipping houses, okay, if you're building new or you find something you can renovate and do, that's for a whole different animal. But if you're in these crazy areas where prices are skyrocketing, that means what goes up must come down. So be very careful about crazy appreciation markets, bubble markets, where things can fall flat pretty quickly. Be very careful about speculative housing markets. Number three on my list, not landlord friendly. You know, you're going to want to look into the rules and regulations in the state and the city you're planning to invest in. You know, what does the eviction process look like? What happens with those security deposits, rental licenses, rent control, tenant damages, lease agreements? This is not something that you want to discover after you've invested somewhere and then you suddenly have a problem. Make sure you do your due diligence ahead of time and see how the laws in those particular states apply to you as a landlord. You know, are they landlord friendly or are they not? It's a big red flag, my friend. Specifically, take New Jersey as an example. New Jersey is not landlord friendly. A number of years ago, my wife and I did as an experiment. We bought 10 properties in South Jersey. It was a good deal. It was near a military base. It was a test. It was a lower tax part of the state. And again, it was a test. Huge mistake. We had two evictions like almost right out of the gate, and they took almost a year to complete because you have to hire a lawyer. You have to get the judge involved. It's a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. And that was just the beginning of our headaches, a non-landlord friendly state. You may be investing in areas where the city wants you to get a landlord license. That's just a money grab. That's just a money grab by the city council, the city government, to try to make more money. So you need to register as a landlord? You need to go through this process of registering as a landlord? Are there also like landlord licenses? Are there rental licenses? All sorts of like red tape and big hurdles that you need to jump over. For instance, in California, there are certain cities that last year voted that you cannot evict, basically tell someone that you can't rent to them if they have a violent crime on their record, like they've just been out of prison. Okay, you have to basically say, yeah, okay, I'll rent to you just as likely as I would rent to this person over here. And as me as a landlord, like you're going to make that determine. Now the liability is on me, right? What if that person, I'm all for rehabilitation, but what if that person does something violent or does something awful? Now that's on me as a landlord. The liability falls to me, not him or her. That's a huge problem. Again, California. Again, another reason not to invest in California. You know, what starts in Oakland trickles to other cities. So get ready. Again, huge red flag. You want to make sure the state is landlord friendly. Today's episode is brought to you by R Crowd. Now, all around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. And R Crowd analyzes companies across the globe in the private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential, and then brings them to you. From personalized medicine to cybersecurity to robotics, quantum computing, and more. In the state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, and anywhere else in between, R Crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest, which is early. You want to get in early, folks. R Crowd's accredited investors have already invested in over $1 billion in growing tech companies, and many of their members have benefited from the 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at R Crowd. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community. Just go to rcrowd.com/Clayton. That's me. That's rcrowd.com/Clayton to learn more. Number four on my list is a lack of job growth and a lack of diversity of jobs. To me, a big red flag would be one employer in the market. You know, there's one supermarket in the market. There's one McDonald's. That's something we do not want, right? We do not want like just one grocery store in the market. Well, everyone goes down to the Kroger and that's the only employer, right? Because what happens in that market, if that employer then suddenly goes out of business, your tenants now are out of work and can't pay rent. You know, you want multiple large employers. You want warehouses, factories, universities, hospitals, healthcare systems, schools, all of that. You want job diversity that ensures availability and stability for the tenants. You know, if you look at the properties that we do at Morris Invest, you'll find that this is a duplex here, which you're looking at, one of the duplexes that we built. And that means that one family lives on one side. It's like a three-bedroom duplex. And so the entrance is on this side and the other entrance is on this side. It's like two single-family homes basically combined two different families. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that almost every family that goes into these properties has a totally different job in a totally different sector of the economy where we build our properties. They don't all work for the Walmart. They don't all work for the hospital. You know, we have tenants that work for the university system. We have tenants that work for the hospital system and healthcare and energy sector and all of these things. I mean, look at they're all different. So you want to make sure that you're in areas that have a diversity of jobs that provide stability for the tenants in these particular properties. That way that they have in fact, if there's a downturn in the economy, not every sector is hit. That's also important, right? Hospitals aren't going to China, but the manufacturing plant might, right? So, and the University of Texas is not going to China. You know, has it suddenly become the University of China, right? So you want to make sure you have things that are going to stay there where that job growth is going to continue to translate to really low unemployment rates in those particular areas. Number five on my list, another red flag you want to look at is high crime rates. High crime is usually as a result, almost always as a result of poverty. It's almost always a result of low job availability, low wages, no jobs equals high crime. Always, always, always. Heavy crime in a rental market is a big red flag. So it's not just the crime that's the problem, right? Even if it's just petty crimes or, people breaking into cars and things like that, that leads to bigger crimes. At the very least, you want to see a downward trend in crime. Don't make the mistake of investing where there's high crime. You'll just have headaches for years to come. Take it from me. You do not want to do it. If you are speculative and you think, maybe I'll invest in this area because it's really going to turn around in 10 years from now. Great. You want 10 years of headaches before it turns around? No, thank you. Number six on my list is lack of property management teams. I've made this mistake over the years. There was a property that I owned in very rural Pennsylvania, and it took a long time to find a property management team. It was a mistake. I should not have done the investment. It ended up okay. I ended up having the property for 10 years or so, and it was always rented. And in fact, that particular property manager used to send us the rent check via handwritten check. The handwriting was pretty, pretty awful. It was like, okay, here's our check. But I actually liked getting that paper check in the mail. It's like, okay, here's our rent check, But it was hard. It was like the only gig in town, the only property management team in town. And what if this one guy decided to get out of the racket? Then I'm screwed. So you want to have options, right? You want to have options because they are everything. You wouldn't go to a car dealership that only had one car, I want you to interview a few different property management companies before you choose a property management company. If there are fewer than three companies in that market, that's probably a red flag. Not always, but again, you should have options. What's their experience level? I want you to check out the video that I've done on property management teams, and you can see the interviews and the behind the scenes of one of our property management teams that we work with. They're fantastic. And you can see us walking through their offices. You can see what a really great property management team looks like. We'll have a link in the description below for that, so you can see that. And you can also meet some of our tenants in the property. We actually got to sit down and talk with our tenants, and we wanted to find out from the tenants, what is it like working with our property management team? Do they treat you well? And their customer service is off the charts. They like working with our property management team. So that's a good thing, right? They have a good relationship with the tenants. You also want to find out, how long has this property management team been in the market? Have they been here long? We won't work with a property management team in our different markets unless they've been there for at least 5 years. I also want to know about their occupancy rate, okay? So vacancy rate we talked about at the beginning, right? Vacancy rate is one thing. That's the demographics of the town, the vacancy rate. But what is this property management company's occupancy rate? Do they have a 96% or higher? I'm not working with them unless they have a 96% or higher occupancy rate. What is their communication style? Also, how quickly do they respond? You know, we are in a day and age that when we go to Amazon.com and we can't figure something out, we want to be able to chat with someone right there on Amazon and get an answer, right? So a little chat window will pop up because, you know, that's kind of where we are in 2021 and 2022, right? We want immediate answers or close to immediate as possible. So how does that property management team respond? Do they get back to you within 24 hours? Great. Do they take a week? That's not great. You know, do they respond via email or do they like to text you? Do they get on the phone and have a phone call? Like, what is their communication style? How do they vet the tenants? Do they do background checks on the tenants? I sure hope so. Are they doing criminal background checks? Are they checking to make sure they don't have any evictions in their history? All of those things are very important. What does their job look like? How do they vet the tenant? Property management is totally essential to your success in any market. So folks, those are six things that I think are really important for you to avoid and really red flags that are sticking out all over the place when you're picking a real estate market. Make sure you try to really adhere to this. This is really going to help you tremendously. Obviously, there are more, but this is a great framework that you should have on your list when you're entering into a real estate investment. Starting out with these six red flags will really save you a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble. Drop me a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Please make sure you watch my other videos where we talk about property management. We'll link that up here and you can walk through and see our property management team and everything that they look for in a tenant and a market.